Hey, Whisk, it's Rich. Just catching up on your podcast. I'm way behind on Anchor Podcasts. I've got like a queue 78 long. I don't know how I got it. Actually, I do know how I got it. I'm catching up on all these podcasts that I missed. Anyway, so I'm listening to Clean Sheets today and hearing your problems about vegans. I'm a nice vegan. Don't let those other people fool you. There's lots of nice ones out here. It's like the internet. It distills everything down to its base disgustingness. They're nice vegans. We're here. We love you.
You are right, Rich. There are plenty of nice ones. It's just that I have had the most problem in social media. Like you said, it does kind of distill it down. On social media, I've had the most problem with them. They have unfortunately represented their group poorly, and ineffectively as well. But yes, there are plenty of good, real people out there. Thank you so much for being one of them and for calling in. And boy, it's hard sometimes to catch up on podcasts, on videos, and on posts. It's like, duh. I know, I get it. Sometimes you got a queue that's like, okay, this is going to take a while. I'm going to do some dishes and listen to some podcasts. Thank you so much for the call. I much appreciate it.
Whisk, it's Froth. Love your top five. And Monster Squad, I haven't seen that one in forever. I gotta watch that one again. Have not seen that one in forever. Anyway, hope all is well. See you later.
Froth, it's Whisk. I always get a kick when you call in. It just makes me smile. It is a good movie. Monster Squad is a good movie, and I'm sorry that I had to bump it from my five to go down to four. But the question was asked by Tim. He's like, all right, what's not making it to the island? You got to pick one. And I just couldn't let go of the other ones. But Monster Squad is absolutely, it's such a hoot. Thank you so much for calling in. And thanks for the suggestion. I was doing stuff that day. And by you asking me what my top five were, I was like, boom, my podcast is done. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Hey, Ivy. I like your new episode. Oh my gosh, I can only imagine what it would be like to sit down and be faced with like a wall of video files to be edited. I'm glad that you're figuring out the best way to make them so that you don't have to do all that editing. That will make your life a lot easier. And it's funny you mentioned soup. Every other Thursday, I get a big bag of local produce through my work. And you know, I have taken to just taking everything out of that bag, anything vegetable related, I chop up, throw in my Instant Pot with a tablespoon of Better Than Bouillon, and call it vegetable soup. I fill it to the line, set it on soup, and there you go. And out so far, it has turned out great. There's something to be said for showing people that they can do that and not have to measure a single thing.
Thank you so much for the call. I hear the little la 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 in the background. That's fantastic, by the way. It is really fun to hear. I don't mind the wall of edits now. I mean, now I did in the beginning when I first dug in, and now I'm just going through it and getting through it and getting to reshoot some stuff. And with the new lighting, it's super exciting. But yeah, if I could just, you know, streamline and have more focused scenes and then bring it to the editing file, it just means I get to create more. And that's the whole goal, is to continually keep going and get to create as much as I can. And your soup sounds good. Nothing like a bowl of soup. It's been cold here all spring, so I've been having soup lots and lots and lots. Thank you so much for the call, Aaron.
Hey, Whisk. Excellent show as always. I just wanted to phone in and say keep up the good work. I'm enjoying everything. I'm currently washing dishes and powering through at least two. I'm just on the latest one, and I got one more, and I got a lot of dishes. So, yeah, anyway, cheers. Hey, so I'm cooking bacon right now, and I was thinking you probably shouldn't be doing the dishes. I think you should get Tim to do the dishes. And then while Tim is at it, he should also go and get Haagen-Dazs. And bacon, because bacon is good. Anyway, have a good weekend. I should note that I got like a head cold on Wednesday, and then my wife got it, and then she also has the female thing as well. So she's fairly upset. So I had to go out and get Häagen-Dazs as well. So if any dudes are listening, generally speaking, buy Häagen-Dazs anytime. You know, you'll be okay. So yeah, that's just more like an important thing to let out in the world. Yeah, anyway, yeah, have a good weekend.
Thank you, Shane. He ended up helping me out because I had such a mess to dig through with the dishes because I fell behind. Because I was editing all day, I just wasn't in the kitchen as much, so he came home and he helped me. Häagen-Dazs makes a killer dairy-free ice cream, but it's so expensive. I'm on the Ben & Jerry dairy-free one, but that's really expensive too. I mean, it's just a lot of money for like a little pint, but you're right. You're right. Bringing home ice cream, he has done that for me, and it always makes me smile. I hope Jen's feeling better. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Thank you so much for listening and for calling, and I'm glad you're having fun on the Monday night game. It's a good crew, and it just sounds like you guys are all having fun, and that's what it's about, having fun and playing a game. So I'm glad that you're part of the new crew, and have a wonderful weekend to you and Jen from me and Tim. Spike Pit. I absolutely loved when you left that. Thank you for leaving that. I listened to it again just now as I was some answering phone calls, and it just makes me happy. I just got a big smile on my face, and I was just kind of bebopping in my chair listening to it. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Very, very beautiful. All right, guys, that's it. That's the podcast. So go check out the people who you heard call in. Click the little star. Go over, visit, say hi. Meet a new anchorite. Because that's the fun of this platform. The calling in is absolutely ridiculously fun. It's ridiculously fun to call in, and it's ridiculously fun to get messages. It's just like, oh, I got a message. That's exactly what I do. All right, that's it for me. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk. Thank you so much for your time, for listening, for tagging along during the 44 of 44. Much, much appreciated. That's it. I'm out.